Maspuri Dham. The eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides here in his all-merciful forms of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. Sri Jagannath Puri Dham has been visited and worshipped by practically all of our great acharyas and all of the great Vaishnava line. In fact, it is also one of the four tirthas of Sripad Shankaracharya. One thing that everyone agrees on is the supreme glories of Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Every year, when the devotees from Bengal would come to associate with Lord Chaitanya here in Jagannath Puri during the 4 months of Chaturmasya, they would first come to Atharanala. Very often, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally come to meet them here. And there was a wonderful celebration of ecstatic reciprocation between the Vaishnavas. The essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is very much understood through the loving exchanges between devotees. Without genuine loving exchanges between devotees, we are only licking the outside of the bottle of the honey of what Krishna consciousness actually is. Unless we humble ourselves as the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas and genuinely learn to appreciate and serve devotees, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness remains theoretical to our intelligence. But in a humble spirit of servitude and through the sincere chanting of the holy names, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness reveals the awakening of devotion within our hearts. That is our purpose of life. So Atharanala represents the place of the unity or the reunion of Vaishnavas. Sripad Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Sivananda Sain, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Srivan Pandit, Sriram Pandit, Srinidhi, Kolavecha Sridhar, Budhimanta Khan, Murari Gupta, Acharya Ratna Chandrasekhar, all of these great souls, as well as their wives, they would be from after Kartik, they would leave Jagannath Puri. It would take 1 month practically to walk to Bengal. And just in time for Ratha Yatra, they would walk back. So over half a year they were separated from each other. Especially Lord Chaitanya, who loved his devotees more than his own life, how much he longed to be reunited with his devotees. Ramananda Rai said, "The only suffering I know of is to be bereft of the association of Vaishnavas." So here at Atharanala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would meet his beloved devotees. Lord Chaitanya once, as he was saying goodbye to his devotees, he began to cry in great love for them. "How much kindness you have toward me. All of you go through so much terrible trouble just to come here to see me. I am remaining enjoying in Jagannath Puri. But you are leaving your homes, you are leaving everything to travel a very, very difficult and austere path across the whole country of Orissa, Bengal. With so much trouble and difficulty you come here, just to see me. And then so much trouble again to come back. How much indebted I am to you. My life is your property. This was the mood of Lord Chaitanya's love for his devotees. It is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata how Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu would serve his devotees with so much care and attention. Here at Taranala, he would offer garland on each devotee with his own hands, as well as offer them sandalwood pulp. He would also offer his obeisances to the devotees. Then all the devotees would meet at Narendra Sarovar, the Bengali devotees and the Puri devotees, and all of them offering obeisances to each other, not considering who is big or who is small, who is learned or who is not learned. Everyone would just be offering dandavat obeisances to each other. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering obeisances to every devotee. There was loud, loud chanting of the holy names and ecstatic dancing. In fact, the chanting was so loud it filled the entire 14 planetary systems. So, what we will do now is first worship these beautiful footprints of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had installed these footprints of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here at Taranala to commemorate the holiness of this place. As we have explained in Danda Bhanga Nadi, it was at Taranala that Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, Prabhu, please give me my sannyas danda. It was here that Lord Nityananda Prabhu devised his story. He said, my Lord, when you were at Kamalapur, when you saw the temple of Jagannath, you were in so much ecstasy, you started dancing, chanting, and you fell down. And I tried to catch you and we fell on the danda, it broke in three places and I do not know where it is. Lord Nityananda Prabhu spoke those words right where we are standing. Lord Chaitanya said, I will go to Puri alone. I will not go with you. You can either walk in front of me or behind me. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he said, you can punish me in any way you want. I am an offender. And Mukunda Das said, please, my Lord, you go in front. We will follow behind. So it was from here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of love, Jagannath, began his famous journey to Sri Jagannath Darshan. So, as the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, I am begging one charity from all of you. How many of you are willing to extend your mercy to offer me charity? No one is speaking. Sannyasis are meant to beg alms. I would like to beg alms from all of you. The charity I request is after you have the darshan of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, just at the beginning of Taranala Bridge, as your servant, I would like to offer each of you garland and sandalwood pulp. And then you all cross the bridge in ecstatic kirtan to Sri Narendra Sarovar. So please, each of you come individually to where I will be and allow me to offer this service to you. Thank you very much.